I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Bob on his way to Charlotte, even as we speak, getting ready for the game tomorrow. But we have a treat for you. Former Pitt wide receiver Chris Curd joins the show. You've heard him before talking about NFL football, college football, and also flag football. And you're still the founder, owner, commissioner of the Pittsburgh Flag Football League. Am I right about that, Chris?
That is correct, Joe. It is my full-time job. It's what I live and breathe.
So what's happening with the Olympics now, 28 Olympics in L.A.? Are we going to see NFL players? Which ones might we see? Will the teams be comprised of all NFL players? What's the latest update there?
So I would say this. There's still a decent amount of chatter around what and who is going to be participating for any of the different country teams. A lot of folks got to understand, too, it's going to be limited with how many countries are going to be represented at the actual Olympics. So I think it's going to be six men's teams and six women's teams. The World Games just finished up about a week ago, and the United States women's team actually lost in a heartbreaker to Mexico. And so there's a lot of the focus has been more so on the women's side. While the men's side is kind of, people are just kind of, it's kind of a wait and see pattern. Because the reality is 2028 is still a ways away, and we don't know which NFL players are still going to be actively playing in the league right now, and, you know, what guys may be retired and may be available and have the time to actually do it.
So what do you think the odds are we see a Patrick Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Lamar Jackson in the Olympics?
I'm still going to err on the side of saying very slim. And it's not to say that those guys are not incredible quarterbacks and incredible athletes. They are. But something you got to understand with the flag game, and not only just flag football in general, but especially on the international stage, it is very, very different. There's a lot of laterals that are involved. Oftentimes, most teams have two credible quarterbacks in order that are on the field at the exact same time. One will be lined up the receiver, one will be the actual quarterback spot. And so there's a lot of nuance to the offensive game when it comes to flag football on the international stage. And I'm not saying it's impossible for an NFL quarterback to go in there and do it. I'm just saying relationship-wise, scheme-wise, it would be a lot to learn. It would be. I still say that if anything, if I was a betting person, I'd say there's going to be a degree of looking at, okay, are there any large wide receivers in terms of physically in stature, someone like a DK Metcalf, someone like that, or are there any true shutdown corners? Because that way you're limiting what their role has to be on that stage.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. I guess if I'm coaching or the GM of the U.S. team, though, and I have a choice between, you know, Joe Smith, who's been playing flag football for years and has won world championships, or Lamar Jackson, I still think I'm going with Lamar and figuring he'll get it within about 3 weeks, right? Well, am I crazy for that? I want Lamar on the football field.
You know, you're not crazy about saying that. You're not at all. But also, too, it comes down to, okay, we as a country and as a national team and as a host country for the first time this game rolling out for a game that we technically have invented here, we want to almost ensure the win. And I think the debate is going to come down to, the closer and closer it gets to the 2028 Olympics, it's going to be winning versus eyeballs. You know, I'm not saying that one, I'm not saying that both can't coexist at the same time, but I'm saying that, does the NFL's influence with USA Football's influence, is it going to be more about actually ensuring the win, or is it going to be about making sure there's a lot of eyeballs watching the games and the competitions themselves?
I hear that, but it does sound, you know what I mean? It sounds like you're saying, though, that the guys in place right now, whoever they are, would give the U.S. a better chance to win than Lamar.
I would say that, yes. And the primary reason is because the men's team is very, very good. And this is not to say the women's team isn't good. The women's team is extremely good. But the additional component that the U.S. men's team has, if all else fails, the U.S. men's team can just out-athlete people. I'm just being completely blunt with it. You know, if all else fails and someone's playing them tight, they'll just say, you know, just go deep. And they're athletically, they're that good enough
yeah,
to do it. They're that good.
Okay. Then let's talk about actual NFL football. You and I have talked about this and college football before, yeah. And we agreed that today, let's look at the AFC. And let's look at quarterbacks in particular. I was on my drive back from Buffalo the other day listening to a show on Odyssey National. Forget who the host was, but it was Jamie Dukes is who it was. You know him, Limits?
Yeah.
Put up your dukes is his catchphrase.
No, not aware.
He's awesome. He was saying that Patrick Mahomes is no longer the best quarterback in the AFC or the best quarterback in football. He's not the guy anymore. People have surpassed him, or at least on his level. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. And here's the one thing I will say. I think this year is going to be the defining year that's going to determine that fact. And the real reason, that, granted, this is not the AFC North. This is the other division, what is it, the AFC West. What's really going to determine where Pat Mahomes is ranking-wise is this year. And that's not because of what the Chiefs are doing. It's because of how everyone else in that division is elevating its own game. So it's not going to be, you know, like 10 years ago when Tom Brady was playing for New England, you more or less could just check those boxes and go, oh, we have wins. We have in-division wins. We're good to go. Like, we secured home field advantage. It no longer is going to be the case in the AFC West for the Chiefs. It won't. And what you're going to see from Herbert with the Chargers, the quarterbacks they have with Geno Smith over with the Raiders, it's going to be an elevated game. It really, really is. And so it's going to be one of these situations where if he's the best, it'll shine through this year. If he's just a really, really good quarterback, top-tier quarterback, that's going to also shine through this year as well.
So if you had to pick one quarterback right now from the AFC, who would it be? Do we have a tier of four? I think a lot of people think it's Jackson, Burrow, Josh Allen, and Mahomes. Maybe you want to throw somebody else in there. But if you had one guy to win a game, who would it be?
Lamar Jackson, without question. Mm. Lamar Jackson. Because and the reason being is because Lamar, as he's aged, he's gotten more mature with his game. But when he needs to go back to that, I'll just take off and run, he does it and he makes it look so easy against all defenses. And it's one of these things where that element, as a defense coordinator, you have to respect that every single game. Even though he's not doing it on a regular basis like he did when he was younger, he can still do it. This isn't like, oh, he's aged out of it and he's just going to sit in the pocket. Like, no, he can still very much outrun most people on the field at any given moment. So I would go with Lamar Jackson for sure, regardless of the fact that, you know, their playoff performances haven't gotten them necessarily to the big dance. I'm still going with Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen is solid, no doubt about it. But he's going to struggle because they don't have any actual legit hardcore wide receivers right now. It's going to be a real struggle for them in Buffalo. Mahomes is going to do what Mahomes is going to do. I mean, I think that's something where the consistency of his play, also with Andy Reid and how much they scheme things up, it's going to continue to add value to him as a quarterback and the longevity of his career. But I'm not going to just go foregone conclusion and go, oh, he's the best guy in the league. No, I'm not going to say it at all. I think, if anything, some dark horses in the AFC this year, Herbert, for sure. Herbert, for sure, is going to be a dark horse. I don't know if you want to call him a dark horse because he's been playing extremely well. But I think with now that Harbaugh has been inserted in there as the head coach and his track record of rehabilitating organizations in a matter of, 24 months, and they're on that trajectory, do really, really well.
How about the Steelers' new quarterback? Big Ben paid a visit to that joint practice last week and on his podcast just went wild over Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, saying, as long as Rodgers gets protection, we're going to see something very special on the field. Do you think the Steelers have a guy that they can win a playoff game with? What do you think of Rodgers?
Definitely. I mean, the component pieces are there, not only just on defense, but offensively. I think the real key is not just going to be the performance of Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. It's going to be the rest of the receiving core and how do they step up and make themselves available as credible targets for defenses right now. Aaron, his arm is still his arm. And I'm not an expert. If you say I'm just someone who's played the game, I've been fortunate enough to play at a lot of different levels. I would say the most important thing for Aaron Rodgers is going to be his health. I mean, that's with anybody when you get up in that age, So that's why they're preserving him within, the preseason play. I mean, my God, I don't know if you watched the Bengals game the other night. Burrow, although he looked great, he looked like he was running for his life.
Crazy.
And every single time he got hit, I'm sitting there holding my breath like, oh, this is it. This is it for the Bengals. This is it. And so it's, look, as far as the Steelers and their quarterback position, I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Aaron to kind of leave out on his career on a high note. But ultimately, it's going to come down to that second, third, and fourth wide receiver. What can they do? How can they elevate their games to really make life easy for Aaron Rodgers? Because that's what it's going to be about, is distribution. Get the ball out of your hand, get it into the hands of the playmakers, and let them do their thing.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Former Pitt receiver Chris Curd also played a little pro football in his time, is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline presented by, Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Chris, why is it that in high school they go straight from camp to the first game? We're going to see Texas, Ohio State. There's going to be no exhibition games before that. Why does the NFL have to play him? I mean, I know the answer to all my questions is money, no matter what I'm talking about on earth. Mm-hmm. But is there anything more to it than that? Why do the pros need one when high schools and colleges don't?
Evaluation of talent. I mean, the reality is in the next 3 to 4 days, you're going to have a third, if not just over a third, of the athletes that are on NFL rosters unemployed. And that's not to say that they're not good enough. It always comes down to, you know, does a team like this need a guy like you right now? And it comes down to time and doesn't come out of numbers. Having those opportunities for game settings for evaluation, I think, is critical for not all positions, but a lot of the positions. Many of the positions, I would argue, you can get more context around performance within those joint practices. Those joint practices, I think arguably are probably more critical because it's very hands-on. It's very, very hands-on. So if you're the defensive back coach, for the Titans, and I'm the wide receivers coach for the Steelers, and we have joint practices together, I can sit there. Me and you are sitting there hardcore watching, basically evaluating 15 guys, 15 to 20 guys, and how good they perform in that moment. The NFL, of course, it's going to be about money and the opportunity to make money, whether it be for each of the ownership groups and each of the home stadiums. But also, too, it's the evaluation. You want to give guys a firm opportunity to evaluate them on a talent and on-field and in-game experience level to see just how well they can do and can they contribute. I mean, look at that guy. Look at that young guy. I forget his name. I'm drawing a blank right now, but in the Commanders game the other night, young wide receiver, I think he might be a second-year player. He was a practice squad guy last year, I think. He caught a touchdown right before – he caught two touchdowns right before half. I think from the stats, I think he only had two or three catches in the game. But I guarantee you this, him having that performance got him a roster spot because of the critical moment when he actually did it. And so you can't fake that stuff. You know, it's not the same as doing it in practice. So there's value there. There's definitely value in having those preseason games for opportunities for guys to shine.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Chris, I often wonder, too, in the preseason, like, let's take Will Howard, for example. And you went through this. Mm-hmm. I think you were Falcons camp, right? You went to?
Yes, correct.
So, you know, Will Howard, let's say it came down to he had to play a little bit hurt to play in one of these preseason games, whatever. He suddenly got healthy, something like that. He's played a lot of huge games in his career, including a national title game. But wouldn't it be true that if, let's say he were playing tomorrow night, that it would be the biggest game of his life? And for a lot of these guys, these games that we might flick on, might turn off after 5 minutes, it's really usually not a great quality of football. For most of the guys tomorrow night, it's going to be the biggest game of their football life. Is that right? And what did it feel like
100%.
For you? 100%.
Yeah, I mean, you're fighting. I would argue that you're fighting for your football career for a lot of these guys tomorrow night. What it felt like for me, I mean, I was fortunate enough. We had preseason games against the Ravens, Bengals, and the Vikings. And you go into that game, and for a lot of guys, you kind of get the understanding or feeling that week of practice leading up to it, because your reps may start to elevate or your reps may start to actually kind of decline. And also too, where the real kind of rub is not only just for quarterbacks, for everyone, is can you be a special teams contributor?
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I talked to when I was talking to a lot of guys, a lot of the pit guys years ago, when I first moved back to Pittsburgh, I would tell them, I would say, listen, you know, stop devaluing the role on special teams. You have to be an athlete. You have to be an athlete first among anything. So everyone needs to know how to block and tackle and catch. It doesn't matter what position you're playing, period. And so if you want to enhance your opportunity to make a roster, it's going to be about position flexibility. What can you do? Where can we put you? And, you know, anyone who is in that room right now, this week, leading into that final preseason game, and they're not on special teams, in some capacity, some way, it's looking dark for them. It honest to God truth. Because even if you're a first-round skill position player, you're playing on special teams. You're doing something. And so it's a sick feeling. What I always tell people is just because you don't know their name or don't believe they're quote-unquote good, everyone in the National Football League is a good athlete. Everyone is. It comes down to timing and numbers. Do they need a guy like you on a team like this? I mean, prime example, take a look at the Bengals right now. Bengals right now have Desmond Ridder. I mean, look, I remember him. I thought he was actually a really, really good college quarterback coming out of Cincinnati. And his career didn't necessarily pan out as expected with the Falcons, and he's bounced around the league. Right now, he's fighting. This is a guy with a credible resume on the college level and a so-so resume at the NFL level. He's fighting for his actual playing career right now with the Bengals. And the question mark's going to be there. Skylar Thompson, he did phenomenal for the Steelers the other night in that last preseason game. But what will that leave for him? You know, we don't know. So it's the level of competition in the National Football League. I don't need to tell you guys this. Level of competition is so cutthroat and so high level that, you know, you've got to be willing to do whatever it takes and be flexible to make the team.
Yeah. Well, that's what is most interesting to me about the final game of the preseason. I appreciate the time, Chris. Let's talk more football soon. Take care, man.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate the opportunity, guys.
All right. That's Chris Kurd, former Pitt receiver. He's got some hot takes there, Limits. Great guy.
Joe, I got some breaking news for you.
Oh,
breaking,
what do you got?
Breaking news, and this is big news in the world of Pittsburgh sports. We'll give you a little bell ringer for it.
Oh, boy. What's happening here?
According to Noah Hiles and Alex Stump, the Pirates are promoting Bubba Chandler to the major leagues.
Here we go.
Now, Noah adding some context. Chandler will be added to the roster on Friday. He is expected to pitch out of the bullpen in a long relief role.
Seems a little odd. That I would do that if I were contending right now. I'm not sure I would do that. What are they doing? But even when they have an exciting announcement, this happens.
I don't get it. Why would he not start? Why not immediately give him that opportunity?
The Pirates are promoting Bubba Chandler. In a little twist, he's going to play third base. What is happening here, Limits?
He's going to pitch one inning or two innings or three, whatever you define as long relief nowadays.
Who was first on the Mitch Keller story? I don't feel good about it because I like Mitch Keller, but it's happening again.
It happened again last night.
It happened again last night, Limits. What is this, five starts in a row? This guy has imploded? Now, not a lot of starting pitching was traded at the deadline, but I'm sorry. You know, this idea that, oh, wait till the offseason, you'll get a better deal. The whole time my thought was, oh, really? Because right now he's pitched really well this season. This was at the deadline. What's going to happen over the next handful of starts in the next 2 months? Because based on his career history, nothing good. And what's happened? Nothing good. Now what are you going to get in the offseason if you're even going to deal him? Plus, you're tied up in for at least in Pirate terms, a significant amount of money with him that could be used better elsewhere. Oh, well. Sam Clancy next. It will be cool to see Bubba Chandler. Don't get me wrong, in any capacity.
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back to Pomp and Joe. Bob off today, and very excited to bring on our next guest. We have the Coaches versus Cancer event coming up. It's hosted by the men's and women's basketball coaches from Duquesne, RMU, and Pitt. And the event is Tuesday, September 9th at PPG Winter Garden, starting at 5:30 p.m. And the featured speaker that night is the one and only Sam Clancy. And Big Sam is on the Sullivan Super Service, 4-year starter for the Panthers, average 14 points, 12 rebounds per game. He's the only Pitt player ever to score more than 1,000 points and grab over 1,000 rebounds in his career. And then he goes and plays in the NFL and goes to spend some time with the Phoenix Suns as well. One of the greatest athletes in our city's history. Played over 10 years in the NFL with the Browns, Colts, Seahawks, had 30 sacks, 7 fumble recoveries. Do we even talk about Sam Clancy enough? This guy's an unbelievable legend. Limits, I'm assuming you'll tell me when we have him, yes? In the meantime, let's talk Bubba Chandler. He got recalled today. Seems very curious that he's going to be doing bulk relief work. Why isn't he coming up here to start? That's the odd thing to me here. Does anybody else find that odd? out there. Now, if you're in a pennant race, yeah, we've seen guys recalled before, and you put them into any role that you can right off the bat. They just help you win. Well, the Pirates don't win. They lose a lot. I mean, how could this be? Chandler will initially be used in a bulk role out of the bullpen, similar to how rookie right-hander Braxton Ashcraft has been deployed. Why? Why is that? Are there no spots open in the rotation? You can't create a spot? You can't give him a taste right off the bat of what it's like to start in a major league game? I don't understand that. He hasn't actually been pitching real well at Indy either, which is a bit of an issue. Maybe he should have been called up, you know, much earlier in the season, something like that. So I don't know. It feels like even the exciting things that happen are somehow dampened down around here. It's crazy. Limits, what do you think of Bubba Chandler in a bulk relief role? You ready to watch this? He comes into a 9-1 game in the sixth inning.
Yeah, kind of surprised by it. A little strange. Did not see it coming. Thought that ultimately, with moving Heaney to the bullpen, it would open up a spot for Chandler to be able to be there. But I'm a little confused by it. They tried it with Majinski a little bit this year. They've done it with some other starters, like they did with Harrington for a little bit. I thought that they would just immediately plug him into the starting rotation. So a little puzzled by it.
I'm a lot puzzled by it. I'll go a step further. I'm a lot puzzled by it. But at least we do get to see him in some capacity. And then Connor Griffin. The numbers that this guy is putting up are ridiculous right now. And he's been promoted to Double A. And you may see him, maybe he'll be the one guy who really gets fast-tracked through the Pirates system. Maybe he will. I mean, he's on track. When you look at some other young players like Jackson Chorio for the Brewers, he's on track to do that, to kind of make that kind of leap. In Double A, in his first game, he was 1-for-4 with a stolen base. His numbers, like I said, in Single A and then High A were just ridiculous. I mean, his OPS is near 1,000, slugging over 500, on base over 400, hitting around 330 combined, a combined 16 homers, a combined 31 doubles. And this is in, like, I don't know, 400 at-bats, something like that. I mean, just crazy stuff. So the question is, when do we see him and who plays shortstop in the meantime? And I suppose right now it looks like Jared Triola would be that guy. And you can hear the trumpet go, mm. Is that the sound a trumpet makes, Limits, when you have that sound that everything? Mm. That.
Yeah, trombone.
That, yeah. Yeah, I think Jared Triolo until Connor Griffin gets here. Anyway, we're efforting Sam Clancy and should have him hopefully any moment now. Meantime, the two big stories today, other than Bubba Chandler, are Big Ben going nuts about Aaron Rodgers, saying he saw him, and this is on Ben's Football and Podcast, saw him at the joint practice last week and said him and DK Metcalf, if they keep Rodgers upright, will be unbelievable together. So as I open the show, between that and the Cam Hayward hold-in, which appears to be finished, what does that mean exactly? Those are the two big stories. But Sam's on the line. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Sam, how are you, man?
Going great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. We appreciate you joining us.
How you doing?
Real good. We have the Coaches versus Cancer event coming up, and I know, Sam, you're going to be the featured speaker that night, September 9th at PPG Winter Garden. The event starts at 5:30. You've had your own cancer battle, Sam, and I know it was very difficult. How are you feeling these days?
I feel great. I've been in remission for about maybe 3.5 years. I had a great team that was working with me. I had bladder cancer, because of the bladder cancer, I had to damage my kidney. One of my kidneys also. So I had to get a kidney removed at the same time they were removing the cancer. So, but I'm doing great. You know, God is good, and here I am.
Man, that's great to hear. It really is. We've had you on our show. I remember when Ron was here. Now Ron is happily in retirement, drinking beer and walking the beach in Florida. He's happily in retirement, but we've had you on the show a number of times. And I don't know, I feel like I've asked you bunches of questions that I may re-ask you, but I love your story so much that I don't even care if it's a repeat story, nor do I remember, because I can't even remember what I had for breakfast today. What was your favorite of the two sports, football or basketball? You were great at both of them, and you had opportunities to play in the pros, and you chose football. What was your first love?
Well, my first love, because would be basketball, truthfully, is who I would say created Sam Clancy, you know. And if you can remember back in those days, though, the going to Fifth Avenue High School where the student body is only 500 and you're ranked number two in the country. And then you go to Brashear at a brand new school and you rank three in the country, where we had nobody over 6'7". You know, Bill Clark and I was only two big guys, and so it was honor. So it was who I was and became. And I always tell everybody, I think anybody who can play basketball, I think they can play any sport because of what you have to do athletically on a basketball court. I think you can process that, even though you have to learn some different muscles, train some different muscles playing like football. But I think it's an easy process if you're not afraid to get hit in the mouth. Because you will get hit in the mouth.
Well, you're the perfect guy to ask this question. There's more and more specialization in youth sports. I've seen it even with my daughter where everybody, you know, coaches want you to focus. You got to focus on this sport year round. You got to play club. You got to play high school. You got to practice, you know, every Tuesday and Saturday. Just one sport. Isn't it more advantageous? Isn't it better to play a number of sports for a young kid, even for the sport they want to play?
Yes, I think it is. For one, I think when you play multiple sports, you're doing different muscle training. We had a strength coach that was here, and he's with Arizona, our buddy, and he used to always get mad when we get an athlete that only played one sport, because now he got to train them the football at his way, you know. So, but when you play multiple sports, I think an athlete have a chance to really excel in all sports, and then pick the one that he really loves, or be smart enough to play two in college, which I wasn't, you know. You can play several sports though, but every kid just started off to me from when I think the first sport you should play is soccer.
Wow.
Now, there was no soccer around when I was playing, but I had a chance to coach soccer when one of my sons was 5 years old, and I was playing with the Colts at the time, and he was playing in Strongville, Ohio, so I would come back home in the summer and coach soccer because nobody wanted to coach the kids. We were new to the neighborhood. And but the training, every coach is telling you what? Bend your knees, move your feet, get lower, slide. Boom. I think every kid's first sport should be soccer, even though I know nothing about it. But just seeing what they do with their feet, and every coach, as you get older, is all about footwork. You know, everything is about bending your knees, how low you can be, and you see that come into play as you get older.
Sam, I'm reading a story out of the Trib right now. It says way back in 76, you graduated from high school in 77. You had three schools that were hot after you, and that was Pitt, Ohio State, and NC State. And as this story goes, it was Tony Dorsett who helped make up your mind. Is that true? Can you tell us that story?
No, yeah, that's real true. Well, those were my favorite three schools. I had over 200 schools that were recruiting me, but those are three schools that I narrowed it down to. Pitt, you know, I was at every one of their football games and basketball games. I grew up watching Billy Knight, Kurt Bruce, Keith Starr, those guys. So I was a big fan of coming to Pitt anyway. But I went down to visit Ohio State when they were playing the University of Michigan. So This is at the football game, and what's their coach? The legendary coach, Woody Hayes.
Yeah.
Woody Hayes was down there, and I know Woody. I remember Woody Hayes' name, and don't remember the basketball coach name. But I went down there, and then they take me into the locker room after the game. That was the first time I seen 100,000+ people at a football game, all dressed in red. And Woody Hayes, you know, come right up to me. He knew who I was, and he and the reason why I eliminated Ohio State real fast is because he goes, son, if you come to Ohio State, you can play football and basketball. You know, so he already, you know, I'm down on the basketball recruitment, and he had like kind of did, and the basketball coach just went in the corner and put his tail in the corner and didn't say nothing because it was Woody Hayes.
Right.
You know, so I was kind of disappointed that the coach just say, no, coach, it's basketball first. And then if he wants to play football, maybe we could talk about that. But he said nothing, though. He just put his tail in between his legs and went in the corner and let Woody do all the talking. This is like I was on a football recruit.
Right.
So, and then with North Carolina State, Norm Sloan was the coach down there, though. And the reason I wanted to go down there because all the players had Corvettes. So, you know, not to get them in any trouble.
That would have been nice, drive around a Corvette.
Yeah,
it would
have been nice, though, to see me in a Corvette, though. But Tony Grossett sealed the deal with me, though. And I was a fan of Tony, followed him his 4 years here at Pitt and when he was in high school also. So I knew what kind of athlete he was, though. But I did not know him on a personal level until that day. Now Tony and I are such good friends. And when Tony was, we can replay either, it was either Penn State or West Virginia, we get ready to play. And Tony ran off the sideline. I'm there on the sideline with other recruits from other sports. And it, you know, Tony knew who I was. And he said, Sam, I'm telling you, stay home, man. It's going to benefit you. I tell you, the people in Pittsburgh, man, would never, ever forget you. He said, stay home, man. And then he said, make your mom proud, man. You know, stay home while she can attend the game. Stay home while your dad can attend the game. So, that did it for me. And, you know, coming for Tony Dorsett and here the year he went to Heisman and telling me to stay home. Yeah. Now, I went nothing like the Heisman, though, but it was beneficial staying home at Pitt.
I love that story. And then I'm reading all kinds of different things about you, even as we speak. You played in the Pan American Games in 1979 and helped the U.S. win a gold medal for Bobby Knight. What was that experience like?
It was an experience. That's what it was. So but it was a great opportunity for me, for one. You know, and I was the All-American honorable mention, made All-American 1 year, and most of the time I was always honorable mention. So I'm on this team with all these great athletes, Kevin McHale, Ralph Sampson coming out of high school, Isaiah Thomas coming out of high school, Michael Korn, if you can remember these guys from North Carolina,
oh, yeah.
Ronnie Lester from Iowa, all these All-Americans, Donnie Valentine from Utah, Danny Rains from Utah. So it was an opportunity to play with all these great athletes. And I remember being down there. We were down in Bloomington, and Bobby Knight loved a guy who get after it, though. Especially, he loved a guy who is whipping up on all of his great superstars. Because everybody who was on the team, their coach was on the committee. Now, Gergovich wasn't on the committee, you know. So anyway, I was down there, and Mike Jaminski was on that team. He was the biggest name of all of us at the time, I guess. And I'm only a sophomore, and Bobby Knight, I think, loved the way I just whipped up on some of the guys who was supposed to be the premier player. He did. And so 2 days before the list come out on who made the team, George Raveling, who was at the University of Washington then, he came to me. He said, hey, Sam, I am a good friend with Tim Gergovich, and I want you to know. He said, Coach Knight, love you. He said, hey, you got a spot on the team. You got 2 days. Don't say nothing. Just don't mess it up. You know, so 2 days, I even went harder. I don't even know I can go harder. You know, and I even went harder. I couldn't call my family and tell them I had to wait till the list come out that I was on the team. And so that was a thrill for me just being with those guys and having an honor to play for Coach Knight, who is legendary. Everybody know that. I love him playing. I love when he was doing the ESPN games here because I would go and speak to him all the time. And, you know, and he would come and we would talk and we'd chat. And he would tell you who he thought on that team was the best guys who would probably be the best players in the NBA. He thought Michael Brooks, out of all those stars, he thought Michael Brooks from LaSalle was the best player of that whole team.
Wow.
You know, but it was the experience playing for him, the knowledge that he has defensively, offensively, the way he coached, the no holds barred, the no take, no BS. I love that, though, because, you know, I mean, I came that way with Gergovich.
What a story. And how many guys in history have played at that level? I mean, I think of Dick Grote as one. I guess I think of Antonio Gates. But, man, I don't know, winning gold medals for your country in basketball and putting up all the numbers at Pitt and then having a 10-year NFL career. It's the great Sam Clancy. He'll be speaking September 9th at PPG Winter Garden. Event Coaches versus Cancer starts at 5:30 p.m. Sam, we appreciate the time, man. Glad you're feeling good these days. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, guys, and support Coaches versus Cancer because it helped the American Cancer Society, you know, to cure, find a cure for this disease, which is affects every family. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Thank you, Sam.
All right, thank you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.